My name is Maarten Bayhou. I work at a company named Real Dolmen here in Belgium, so I'm playing a home match on Remix here. I'm an MVP ASP.NET, and I occupy myself with ASP.NET, ASP.NET MVC, PHP, Windows Azure, all those stuff. And I really like to combine all these things, for example, PHP and Windows Azure. Well, my session was on Windows Azure. The title was Building an Application for Windows Azure. And what I tried to show was, well, why would you go for cloud computing and why would you not go for cloud computing, which is also very important to know. Also, well, what Windows Azure is, what the components of Windows Azure are, and how you can use them. I also did, based on Jill's session, we actually prepared one concept, a fictitious company, delivering door to door for packages. So you can ship a package and the company will get the package somewhere else. And they were doing an online marketing campaign, which Jill and I developed in Silverlight. And we were going to host that one on Windows Azure. So it's interesting to look at both sessions. In the session, well, we basically looked at what the pricing model is for Windows Azure, how much the application would cost in traditional hosting, how much it would cost on Windows Azure, and what the good reasons were to go for Windows Azure and cloud-based hosting for this particular application. Next thing we did was get our hands dirty, dive into code, and really take that Silverlight application, move it to Windows Azure, and move it to the clouds. Followed by deploying. So we deployed the application to a production environment on Windows Azure, and we basically moved the application from development to production on the clouds. Well, I have quite a simple tip to do after watching the session. That's go to azure.com, just download the tools, subscribe to the introductory offer, which is free, and start playing with it. Get yourself familiar with the environment, know what you can do, what you can't do, and when you should or should not go for Windows Azure and cloud-based hosting.